Okay, today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph. Today's year is once again sponsored by David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we once again thank him very, very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. All of the learning should be a great zechus for him and his family. We are holding on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis. We are at V'Haditnan. I think what we were in the middle of discussing is there's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua about the mashkim that come out of Shar Peiros, meaning outs other than olives and grapes, and whether they have the status of Kedusha Struma when you have juices that come from Shar Peiros. Pretty much the entire Daf yesterday was about liquefied versions of things. So that was a machlokas that we had. So we're going to just finish up that discussion first by identifying the author of two different mishnayos that also relate to mashkim of fruits other than olives and grapes. One mishnah is going to be about bikurim and the other one about arla, but we're going to connect it back to this machlokas about truma. Then the Gemara is going to go on to discuss what exactly the word alal in our mishnah means. Not only in our mishnah, what it means in Tanakh, and what it means in different parts of our Mishnah. Then the Gemara is going to talk about the different parts of a bird that are not immediately identifiable as edible, but still could be mitzari for Tumas Ochlin, and we'll discuss why it's mitzari for Tumas Ochlin. And then in the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about the halacha of a mefarcheses. What does it take for a behemah mefarcheses, a behemah that yishech, that's still jumping around, to have the status of Tumas Ochlin? What are the requirements and needs in order to have the status of Tumas Ochlin? And once we're talking about a mefarcheses, we're also going to talk about the Eiver Menachai status of a mefarcheses as far as a Ben Noach is concerned. Bnei Noach are certainly Aser Be'Eiver Menachai, so what about a behemah mefarcheses? And we'll have other discussions relating to mefarcheses as well throughout Amud Beis. So let's begin on Daf Kuf Chaf Amud Beis of Haditnan. So just a few lines from the end of the page. So says the Gemara, V'haditnan, that which we have a Mishnah, that ein mevin bikurim mashke, ela yotzim nazesim in anavim, that you're not allowed to bring bikurim in a liquid form unless you're bringing olive oil or wine, but other liquids, other fruits that produce a liquid cannot be brought as bikurim, only from olives and wine. Rashi explains that the Braisa is clearly talking about when you were mafi, while it was still zesim vanavim, and then you crushed them and made oil and wine, and nevertheless, it's still dafka shemen and yayin that you're able to bring as bikurim. But if you were to actually be mafreshit after you already crushed it, after you already liquefied it, even zesim vanavim, you would not be able to bring as bikurim, Rashi points out. That's the priyata mevi, viyata mevi mashke. So as far as being mafresh the bikurim, that for sure has to be done in its fruit form. But even after you already mafresh it in the fruit form, just to be mevi the bikurim, anything other than zesim v'anavim cannot be brought in the liquid form. So mani, who is the author of that Mishnah? Rabbi Yeshua, it must be Rabbi Yeshua. Da'amar, don mina, v'uki basra. Because we finished yesterday's daf by saying that Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says, when it comes to truma, that mashkim of other payrolls do not have Kedushas Truma, because he holds Don Minavu Uki Basra, that even if you learn one thing from the other, you learn Truma from Bikurim, that's as far as the Ikar Alacha, but then you apply it specifically to that spot. So that's what Rabbi Yeshua had said, that just like Bikurim, the Mashka that Yitziyotze Mehen is Kamosan, Truma also has such Alacha, that Mashka Yotze Mehen Kamosan. But he had said, V'uki Ba'asra, then you have to apply the Halacha, that Ma Mashka Dekachim B'Truma, Tirosh V'Yitzar In, Midiachrin Elo, that just like the Mashka that has Kedushas Truma is only Tirosh V'Yitzar, is only Yayin Vishemen, but Mashkim of Shar Peiros don't have Kedushas Truma, so Af Mashkim Yotzimen Kamosan Tirosh V'Yitzarin Midiachrin Elo. So we said that the din of Mashka Yotzimen being Kamosan is only by Yayin and Shemen that have a din of Truma, but other perus do not have a din of truma. So that was the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua. And then Gamalu Labikurim Mitruma. He learns Bikurim from Truma. That the word Tavi that it says by Bikurim is being Marbim Mashkim, but only the Mashkim of Zesim and Anavim are being included, but Mashkim of Sharmine Peros don't have Kedushas Bikurim, and therefore you cannot be Yotzir Chiv of Bikurim with them. So now the Gemara says, okay, and now another Mishnah that we can identify who the author is. Vahaditnan, Ein Sofkines Harboim, Mishum Orla, Ela, Liotim, and Azesim, and Anavim, that you wouldn't get a Chiv Malkus for drinking Mashke of Orla fruits unless it were Zesim Vanavim, the Mashke of Zesim Vanavim. Money, who could be the author of that Mishnah? That also Rabbi Yeshua Hi, Damar Doni. That's also assuming like Rabbi Yeshua, who says with regard to Truma that the Mashkim of Shar Perus doesn't have Kedushas Truma, because we learn the Ikar Halacha that you need to learn, but then Ukiba Asra, you apply it to the Halacha that you're applying it to, and it gets shaped by the Halacha you're applying it to. The Gamar Luhula Bikurim Mitruma, and since we know by Truma the Mashkim of Shar Perus doesn't have Kedushas Truma, we can then learn Bikurim from Truma that Dafka the Mashkim of Zesim Anavim have Kedushas Bikurim, but the Mashkim of Shar Perus do not have Kedushas Bikurim. And once I learn Bikurim from Truma, I can then take the next step. Vahadar Maisila La'arla Pri Mi Bikurim. I can then learn the din of Arla from Gzereshava Pri by Bikurim. By Arla, the pasuk says V'chisavo La'aretz Nutatim Kaleitz Machal Varalatim Alaso S Pirio. And by Bikurim it says La'kachlam Reishis Kol Pri Hadama. So just like by Bikurim it's Dafka the Mashka that comes from Zesim Anavim that has Kedushas Bikurim, so too by Arla you only get Malkus for eating the Mashka or drinking the Mashka that comes from Zesim Anavim, but not the Mashka that comes from anything else. So that concludes the discussion from yesterday's daf. Now at the two dots on the top of Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph, Veha Alal. Alal is Mitztarif together with the Basar of the animal for a shear of Tumas Ochlim. The only thing is that we need to clarify what on earth is Alal. So says the Gemara, my Alal, what is Alal that it somehow is mitzarif to the shear of Tumas Ochlin? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Martika. It's a certain sinew by the neck of the animal, and it's very wide, and it's white, and it's hard, and it's therefore not really edible. So that is Alal. That's how Rashi touches up Alal. Tosos and Dibra Maskel Martika over here disagrees, and he says, you know, the Gemara in Zvachim tells us that an oaf has alal as well. You look for this sinew in a bird that we're identifying over here, that Rashi's identifying, you won't find it in a bird. And therefore, Tosa says in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel that alal is basar meis, it's dead flesh. Okay, but let's stick with Rashi for now, just for a simple reading of the Gemara, that alal, according to the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, is a certain type of gid that is inedible. Reish Lakish Amar basar shabalat tosakin. The notes, when you skin an animal with a knife, so sometimes some of the flesh is going to stick to the skin part of the animal and is not going to stay with the fleshy part of the animal. That flesh that's attached to the skin, that's the alal. So it says Gemara Meisve, so we're going to try to prove who's right. Based on the pasuk, the word alal appears in or elil appears in Tanakh. Pasuk says, "V'ulam atem tofle sheker rofe elil kulchem." Eov tells his friends, "You're a bunch of liars. You're saying that things that do not have a refuah can be healed." And he's saying, "Rofe elil, you're a bunch of rofe elil. There's no such thing as a rofe elil. It's something that can't possibly be healed." So bisham lemand yamar martika. If you say that elil is a martika, it's that sinew, it's that gid. Haynu d'lav barufuah. I understand that that's not a barufuah. If that were to ever get severed, there's no way of fixing it. Lemand yamar basa shaplato sakin. But if you're talking about flesh, that comes off on the skin on the other side when you cut the skin of an animal, so barufuhu, that can be cured. You could connect it back to the rest of the basar and it will grow back together with the rest of the basar. So why would you say that's something that doesn't have a refuah? So this seems to be a raya that alal is in fact the gid, and it is in fact not the small piece of basar that attached to the skin. Now it's interesting on the Targum Yonah Yonason and the pasuk, the Torah Chaim over here points out, the Targum Yonason on that pasuk in Iyov says, Rofi Elil Kulchem, and the Targum Yonason writes, Kemase Elil Umadruka de Palte Sakina, that he understands that it's Basar Shapalato Sakin. On the pasuk that's saying that there's no refuah, right, that Iyov says there's no refuah, Targum Yonason touches it up as being the Basar Shapalato Sakin. That's a Pella, because that's right, that's clearly against the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, in Iyov it has to mean that it's the sinew, that it's this gid, because that's what doesn't have a refuah. In fact, that's what the Gemara says. When it comes to the way Iyov uses the term, that there's no machlokas. Everyone would agree that it's the martika, that it's this gid. Keep pligi bold masnisin. They're only arguing about what it means in Mishnei Hebrew. In biblical Hebrew, in Achinami, that's what it means. So it's a pella that Targum Yonason teaches it the other way. But okay. So says Gemara, okay, so now we have to prove from a Mishnah what it means. So Tashma, let's take a look. We're at the second time Alil comes up in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ha'alal Hamechunas, that if you have Alil of Nevela that's gathered together in a single spot, Im Yesh Kezayis Makom Echad, if you have a Kezayis of it in one spot, Chayavin Alav, you're Chayav Mishum Nevela. Meaning if you eat it, you get Malkus, and if you touch it and you go into the Beis HaMikdash before you retire yourself, you're Chayav Kareis for that. V'Amar Rav Huna, and Rav Huna explains the Mishnah that when Rebbe says that Yechayv and the Alal that Mishum Nevela Vuhu Shekinso, that's only when you yourself gather it together to one spot. That's when you're showing that you're Megaladas, that you aren't Mevatalit. But if it just on its own gathers together without your explicit intent to do so, or let's say some children gather it together, there's no real Das that does it, then Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Tanakhama that it's not considered a Nevela and you would not be Chayev on it. So what do we mean by the word Alal in this context? So Bishlam Mandiyam Basar Shaplato Sakin, if you say it means the basar that comes out on the skin when you cut the skin off of the animal, Hainu Dechiika Kazayis Mechayev, that makes sense, that if there's a Kazayis of it that you're machnas together, L'shem Ochel, so then you were not Mevatel, and it has the status of Ochel. El Mandiyam Martika, but if you say that it's this Gid, Ki'ika Kazayis Mechavi, Eitz B'almahu, even if there's a Kazayis of it, it's totally inedible. So if it's totally inedible, why should it ever be misayiv to the shear? Now it is interesting that we mentioned the qualification of Rav Huna, v'hu shakinso, that that's only if you bekavana you go and you're machmasit, but otherwise you would not be chayiv mishum nevela. So why do we have to mention that detail? I mean, that luchar is totally irrelevant to the raya. The raya that we're just trying to prove is that it can become nevela if you have a kazayas of it when it's an edible substance that your das makes a difference. So that's the whole raya. That it has nothing to do with whether it's an adult that was machnesit or it was a child. So the fact that the Torah Chaim raises that issue over here as well, he says that without the din of Rav Huna, it would be a kasha even if you say Allah is basar shaplato sakin. Because if you were mevatel it, why would you be chayiv on it? So that's why the Gemara says that according to Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda is only mechayiv on it if you were not mevatel it, if you dafka were machnes it. So at least that one day it would still work. The day that holds that it's martika is still a problem. So it says, well, you know what? Alibid Rav Yehuda lo pliki. The Allah that Rav Yehuda mentions in the Mishnah, there's no machlokas Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish what that means. They both hold that means basar shaplato sakin. That's the only thing that can make sense to be subject to Tumas Nevela. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish that we had is alibid Rabbanan, is when the Tanakama of the Mishnah mentioned Allah. Rav Yochanan Amar martika nami, that not only the basar shaplato sakin, but also this gid, this hardened gid, is included in Alal, like the pasuk includes it in Alal. That's the pasuk's definition of Alal, and therefore mitzdarif. Martikanam mitzdarif. It's also mitzdarif with the basar for tumas ochlin, meaning all types of Alal are mitzdarif to the shir tumas ochlin. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says, no, when the Tanakama says Alal, he means dafka basar shaplato sakin, av martikala mitzdarif, that only the basar shaplato sakin is mitzdarif to tumas ochlin, but not the martika. That's an HB Alma, and that's not mitzarif to the Shir Tumas Ochlin. So now the Gemara asks, according to Reish Lakish, that Olol, that it says in the first part of the Mishnah, that's mitzarif to the Shir Kebetza for Tumas Ochlin, is Dafka Basar Shaplato Sakin. High Basar Shaplato Sakin Heichidami. What exactly are the circumstances? Eid chashav Allah, if you had a machshava to eat it, then afilu ban pe nafshei, then mitame, then you wouldn't need it to be mitstarif together with other basar in order for it to have tumas ochlin. If it is an ochel and you had intention to eat it, so on its own it's already mitame. Vidalo chashvale bitule batle, and if you didn't have any machshava to eat it, so then you're a mevatel it, and it's not an ochel at all, and it shouldn't even be mitstarif for tumas ochlin, even together with other basar. So what exactly is the circumstance where we say that this alal is going to be mitzarif with other basar for tumas ochlin? It either shouldn't require tziruf, or even with tziruf it shouldn't help. So says Gemara, Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Meyasha, both of them answer the differently. Chad Amar, each one gives an answer. Chad Amar, one of them says that we're talking about miktsaso chi shevelav, that some of the alal you had a machshavat eat, but not all of it, and you didn't say which miktsas of the alal you intended to eat. So since you didn't have a machshava on all of it la'achila, a kebetza of it is not going to be a kabel tuma independently, because it's not the entire kebetza of it is not an ochel. But when it's combined together with other ochlim, the part that you had a machshava la'achila on will be mitzaref with other ochlim to be mashlim the shir, to be mashlim the shir kebetza. That's how Rashi teaches it up, that you had a machshava on some of this alal, so the entirety of this alal isn't an ochel, because you didn't have a machshava on all of it for achila, but the sum that you did have a machshava on could combine with other basar for tumas ochlin. Tosa Rosh just points out that that is a very difficult interpretation, because what exactly is the chiddush then? That the chelek that you had a machshava on is mitzarif with other ochlin? The chelek you had a machshava on, if it were itself the size of a kebetza, wouldn't need to be mitzarif with other ochlin. Meaning, what difference does it make that it's part of the alal? Whatever you had a machshava on has to masochlin. Whatever you don't have a machshava on doesn't have to masochlin. And why would you have to tell me that the chelik that you didn't have a machshava on is not mitzarif? That's a dover pashut. So Tosa Rosh understands entirely differently. He understands that the Gemara is saying that if you have a machshava on miktsaso, it's mitzarif even for the chelik that you didn't have a machshava on to be mashlim l'shir kebetza. Because once you have a machshava on miktsaso and you didn't identify which miktsas you're having a machshava on, that machshava will allow all of it to be mitzarif to mashlim l'shir kebetza. But it won't. That machshava will not be so useful to the extent that it will even be mitzarif the chelik that you didn't have a machshava with the chelik that you did have a machshava for a shir kebetz on their own. Meaning, having machshava on part of it allows all of it to now be mitzarif together with other basar for shir kebetza. But having machshava on part of it will not allow the olal alone to equal up a shir kebetza for tumas ochlin. So that's how Tosa Rosh understands that answer. V'chad Amar, and the other one answers that no, we're talking over here, we're miktsaso piltaso chaya. Part of the basra alal remained attached to the or because of a bite that it got from a chaya, meaning it wasn't because of anything a human being did. A dog bit it, and now there's some flesh hanging off of the piece of skin. And some of it was from a human being mafshit the animal. And we don't know which basar was platato chaya and which one was platato sakin. So you didn't have a machshav on the alala achila. So that which was platato sakin is not an ochel. You were mevatalit midas. You dafka cut it off of the animal. So that is not an ochel. But the basar shaplatato chaya, the part that's dangling from the skin, because an animal bit it, so since you didn't, that happened on its own, so it's not mevatalit from the status of an ochel. So kebetza of that on its own is not mekabel tumah, but when it's together with other ochlim, that miktsas basa, that's plato chayas mitzarif with the other ochlim to equal up a shir kebetza. Okay, now we bring a mishnah that discusses the different parts of nevelas of tahar and what's mitzarif with the basar for tumas ochlim. So it's not awesome. We have a mishnah in the first paragraph of Maseches Taros when dealing with a nevelas of tahar, a kosher bird that was not shechted properly, that's a nevela. Hachartom vatiparnayim mitamin umetamin umetstarfin. The chartom, that the beak that it pecks with, the tiparnayim, the fingernails of the bird, covered are able to be machnis tumah. They have a din of a yad for the rest of the bird, and mitame they're able to be motzi tumah as a din of a yad. That if the bird itself is tameh from sharetz and these parts of the bird touch tahar food, that tahar food becomes tameh. And it's mitztarif together with the basar to be mashal the shir kebetza of Tumas Ochlin. Chartom, so says more, wait, the beak? Eitz bialmahu. How could that be called an ochel? How could that be mitztarif for anything for Tumas Ochlin? It's an eitz bialma. It's just, it's hard. Amar blazar, v'chartom tachtom. We're talking about the lower chartom. Says more, okay, tachtonami, eitz bialmahu. It's still, it's not something that's edible at all. Amar papa tachton shel elyon. No, we're talking about the underside of the upper beak. That apparently there is this small strip that's attached to the chartom that is roi lachila agav the basar. That's a little bit softer, I guess. And if you're eating it together with the rest of the basar, is roi lachila agav the basar. Okay, tziparnayim. And when it comes to the fingernails, amar blazar makom amuvlam bebasar. It's the very ends of it that are connected to the basar, the like the roots of the fingernails. That's roi lachila over there. So it's dafka got to be something that's somewhat roi lachila. Kranayim, the Mishnah said that the kranayim are mitzarif for the basar, for shir kebetza for tumas ochlin. Amar papa makom shechotchin v'yotzei andam. Not the entire horn, only the part that's so close to the body of the animal that if you were to cut it, dam would come out. That it's soft enough that dam would still come out. But the rest of the horn is not considered ochel at all, and it's not mitzarif for the basar for shir tumas ochlin at all. So says Mar Kayotiba, we had also mentioned in our Mishnah that and this discussion is going to take us pretty much the rest of the daf, that something else that you have Tumas Ochlin but not Tumas Nevela, and that was Hashochei Behema, if you shecht a non-kosher animal for the sake of a non-Jew, even if the Behema is not totally dead, it's still Mifarcheses, but it's already been shechted, so but it's shaking and it's moving, so it has a din of Ochel, and it's Mitame Tumas Ochlin, but not yet Mitame Tumas Nevela. So the Gemara brings two other conditions that it needs in order to be Mitame Tumas Ochlin. Amar Rav Yasi, Shonin Yisrael b'tmeya v'ovid chavim b'torah. When a Jew shechts a non-kosher animal, or an ovid chavim shechts a kosher animal, and it's still mefarcheses, tzrichin machshava. You need to have machshava for achila in order for it to have a status of an ochel. Meaning, a Jew shechts a behemah tmeya, we do not assume that is an ochel right away at the time of the shechita, unless he has a machshava that he wants to feed this to an ovid chavim, that it's going to be a food. An ovid chavim shechts a kosher animal, it doesn't have a din ochel right away at the time of the shechita, unless he has a machshava to be ma'achilit to Yisrael. But if you shecht it stam, it doesn't have a din of an ochel until it's absolutely dead. While it's mefarcheses, it's not yet going to have a din of an ochel without machshava. So qualification number one that we are required in order for mefarcheses to have shem ochel is you need machshava. That when a Jew is shechting a behemah tmeya, or a chavim is shechting a behemah torah, even if it's mefarcheses, you need machshava. Qualification number two for it to have the status of tumas ochlin, v'hech shemayim mimakom acher. It also needs hech shel kabel tumah. You need it to come in contact with a liquid, because the dam shchita, which is normally machshir, the basar of an animal for kabbalas tumah, is not going to work in these cases. That's only dam shchita of a ksheira or dam chalalim that squirts out of the neck. But over here, where it's not a kashra shchita and there is no dam chalalim, it has a din of dam makah. It's not going to be able to be machshir lekabel tumah. Rashi explains the dam shchita of a ksheira is machshir the basar to be mekabel tumah, because it's hukash lemayim. Dam is hukash lemayim, because it says by shchita in Dvarim Parak Yud Beis, rak hadam lo sochelu ala aretz tishpachenu kamayim. So we see from there that dam is like mayim. Dam chalalim is called a mashke, but shchitas of chavmin, shchitas beim etmeya that's done by Yisrael, since it's not a shchita ksheira, it's not called dam shchita. It's not dam chalalim, because it's not called a chalal unless it's something that you kill from the tzavar, from the neck of the animal. So it's therefore it doesn't have the capacity to be machshel kabel tumah. You need hechshel kabel tumah makom acher. So says Mar Hechshel Lameli Sofal Tami Tuma Chamura. But still, why would you need actually Kabel Tuma? This is something that you just wait a little bit and it's going to have a Tuma Chamura. What Tuma Chamura is it going to have? Tumas Nevela, right? It's going to become Tame with Tumas Nevela. It's still Mefarcheses, but just give it some time and it will die very soon. And once the animal dies, it now takes on the status of Tumas Nevela. So says Vekol Sofal Tami Tuma Chamura Lo Bay Hechshel. Anything that ultimately will take on the status of Tumas Nevela doesn't require Hechshel Lekabel Tuma. How do I know that? It's under Rabbi Shmuel, because it was taught by the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel that when the pasuk talks about tumas ochlin, it says v'chiyutan mayim al zera, that you need hechsher lekabel tuma. The din hechsher is said in regard to zra'im, so we make the limud mazra'im shein sof on the tami tuma chamura tzrichen hechsher av kol shein sof on the tami tuma chamura tzarech hechsher. Just like zra'im by definition can never become an avatuma. Zra'im can never be, even if they touch a dead body, they never become an avatuma to be metame adam v'kelim. So if zra'im, which will never be an avatuma, nevertheless, therefore require hechsher lekabel tuma, only those things that themselves can never become an avatuma require hechsher. This behem farcheses, just leave it alone, it will become an avatuma, it will become a nevela, it will die. So why does it require hechsher? V'tanya, we have a Braisa, Amr Rabbi Yosef Minei, Ma Amru Nevelos of Torah, Tzricha Machshava. Why is it that a Nevelos of Torah requires Machshava La'achila in order to have Tumas Ochlin, Ben Tzricha Hechsher, but it does not require Hechsher in order to have Hechsher L'Kabel Tuma in order to be Mekabel Tuma? Mipnei because it's part of this same rule that anything that ultimately is going to become tame with tuma chamura when you eat it, it's going to be metame adam to be metame begadim shalav. So we learn from Zrayim that anything that's sofel tame tuma chamura does not require hechsher. So behemah tamei mefarcheses should be the same thing. That since it's sofel tame tuma chamura when it dies, it should not require hechsher right now. So there's a kasha on what we just said, that one of the requirements for the mefarcheses to have tuma sochlin is that should have hechsher. It shouldn't need hechsher. Answer the Gemara, Amr Chizkia, no, Behem Farcheses is different. There is no Tuma Chamura on a Behem Farcheses because it's not yet dead. And it's not definite that that will ever happen. What do you mean not definite that that will ever happen? You already shechted it, so it's, of course it's going to happen. So he says the Gemara something very unusual. Havel v'yachl legorera ulamid al pachos mikazayis. The way Rashi teaches this up, you can scrape off small pieces at a time and leave the behema by taking piece by piece less than a kazayis. And there's no tumas nevela b'pachos mikazayis. And you could do that until the behema is entirely gone. So it's not necessarily going to ever become a nevela because you could just cut it up into less than kazayis size pieces. And that's why it requires hechsher lekabel tuma. But in nevela sof tahar, we were talking about a case where it already died. So in that case, it's already roi for tuma chamura if you were to eat it, and therefore it would not require hechsher. But over here we're talking about that you can cut it up into these tiny pieces. That's how Rashi understands. The Ramban says, what on earth does that mean? How could you possibly, before it becomes a nevela, you're going to take the entire animal and cut it into less than kazayis size pieces? Before it becomes a nevela means before it's dead, right? So you're going to cut this animal into smaller than kazayis size pieces when it's not dead? The Ramban says he doesn't understand what that even means. At the time that it's mefarcheses, until it dies, you're going to be, so the Ramban quotes from the Raivid a little bit of a different understanding, that the Gemara doesn't mean that you're megara the entire behema before it dies. It's obviously going to die in the process of you trying to cut off little kazayis size pieces. It means that since you can cut lots of pieces that are pachos mikazayis, each chatichas basar of the behema is not necessarily destined for tumas nevela, because there's a lot of flesh that could be cut off before it ever becomes a nevela in smaller than kazayis size pieces. Now, obviously, you can't do that to the whole animal, because then you're not going to have a live animal. But since you can't identify which flesh yes and which flesh no, none of the flesh enters the category of sofel atami tuma chamura, because you don't know necessarily that it's sofel atami tuma chamura. The Sefer Teferes Yaakov, one of the Achronim, points out that when the Gemara uses the Lashon Gereira, it doesn't use the Lashon Chaticha. So he says maybe that's the answer to Rashi, meaning the The challenge that the Rishonim have on Rashi, and the way Tosfos even quotes Rashi, is that yochol chadcha lechatichos ketanos. You can cut it to chatichos ketanos. It's not what the Gemara said. It said greira, and Rashi didn't say that. Because you can't cut a behemoth to chatichos ketanos to the point where there's less than a gazayas left, and the behemoth is still being mefarcheses. So he says greira means that you leave the entire skeleton intact, and you're scraping off little pieces of flesh. So maybe that's possible, where you're scraping, but you leave the binyan, the rope binyan of the animal intact. Maybe then it could still be mefarcheses. Again, hard to imagine performing such an experiment, but that's the suggestion of why it's not necessarily sofa l'tame to mechamura. So I ask Rabbi Yirmiyah now. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zeira. Umiyam Chizkiyah Hachi. Does Chizkiyah really say that a behema that's mefarcheses does not have tumas nevela va'itmar? But don't we know shachat b'shnayim or rov shnayim v'aday nimim farcheses, that if you have a behemah farcheses, chizki amar ein alei varim, ben Noach doesn't have an isra of evrim minachai on it. Rabbi Yochanan amar yesh alei varim, and Rabbi Yochanan says that ben Noach does have an isra of evrim minachai. Chizki amar ein alei varim, that there's no isra of evrim minachai on a behemah farcheses. Meisahi, it's dead, and therefore it's not considered Evrim Menachai, meaning it's considered to be dead even though it's already Mefracheses. Rabbi Yochanan, even though it's still Mefracheses. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Yeshna Le'Evarim, it still is subject to Evrim Menachai, because Lo Meisi, it's not considered to be dead, and Ben Noach is Musar and Evrim Menachai, up until the point that it actually dies. So Chizkiyah holds that a Behemah Mefracheses is a din of a Mesa, so how could he say that it's not Matami Tumas Nevela? I mean, you can't have it both ways. It's either dead or it's alive. If it's alive, then it's Evrim Menachai, but it's not a nevela, and if it's dead, then it's not Evrim Menachai, and it is a nevela. So how could Chizkiyah say that it's Einale Evarim, it's not Evrim Menachai, implying that it is dead, but yet it's not a nevela, implying that it is alive? Now Tosfos points out that Gemara didn't have to ask this as a steer within Chizkiyah. We could have just said that Chizkiyah is against our Mishnah, the Mishnah on Kufi Zayin and Beis, where it said Beferish that behemoth is mefarcheses is not matami tumas nevela ad shetamos. But the Gemara would prefer to ask the stira within Chizkiyah than to say, hey Chizkiyah, you're going up against a Mishnah, because the Mishnah said explicitly that it doesn't have tumas nevela. So that's just the ha'ara that Tosos has. So anyway, so the Gemara is miyashiv. Rabbi Zera answers, amar lei yatsa michal chaya l'chal mesa l'obas. You're assuming that there are only two categories, dead and alive. There's actually something in between, and that's called mefarcheses. Mefarcheses is no longer alive, and therefore it's no longer Evir Menachai, but it is not yet Nevela. So by Nevela, the Pasuk says, V'chi Yomus Mena Behema. Mefarcheses is not Mesa, and therefore it's not Tameh with Tumas Nevela. Gufa. So going back to this statement, Shachat Pashnaim or Rov Shnaim, V'adayin Mefarcheses. If the Behema is still Mefarcheses, Chizki Amar Ein Lelei Varim, there's no Isra Evir Menachai. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Yesh Lelei Varim, there is an Isra Evir Menachai. Amar Rav Lozer Nekot Lahad Rabbi Yochanan V'Yadech, that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that it is an Isra of Evrim Menachai. Titani Rav Hoshaya Kavasei, because Rav Hoshaya has a Braisa like him. Titani Rav Hoshaya, Rav Hoshaya Titani Rav Braisa, Yisrael Sheshachat Behem Atameya Lovik Chavim, Yisrael Shechts, a non-kosher animal, for the sake of Novik Chavim, Shachat Bashnayim, or Rov Shnayim, he does a proper Shechita, Umefarcheses, and the animal is still jumping around. And if it touches a sheretz, and then it touches ochlim tahorim, metame tumas ochlim. It's metame with tumas ochlim, because since the Yisrael shechted it with the proper halachas of shechita, and he had a machshava for it to feed it to an ovid chavim, that shechita makes it an ochel, even if it's still mefarcheses. Avalo tumas nevelos, but it does not have tumas nevelos until it stops moving. Tumas nevela is only when the behemah is totally dead. Kolzman shi mefarcheses, it's not a nevela. Eiver haporish mimena, if you have an eiver that comes off of a behemah that's mefarcheses, kiporish menachai. That's like an eiver that came off of a live animal, and it's right away tame like eiver mina nevela. Ubasar haporish mimena, a piece of flesh that comes off of it, kibasar haporish menachai. It's like basar that comes off of a live animal, which is not metame at all. Va'asul b'nei Noach, and it has a din of basar, it's porish menachai, as far as the fact that a ben Noach is not allowed to eat it, va'fil lachash tetzinafsha, even after the behemah Behema dies, the basar remains asr for Ben Noach because it was cut off while the animal is still alive. So you see the Bryce says exactly like Rabbi Yochanan. The Behema Tmei that's Mufrachas says, a Ben Noach is not allowed to eat Mishomei Vermenachai. Meaning, Klape Dine Ben Noach has a din of Ever Menachai because Ben Noach doesn't have a din of Shechita. So long as it's still jumping around, it still has life and it's still alive. Klape Yisrael, it's a different story because it already had Shechita. Shachapa Echad Orov Echad, if you only shechted on the Behema Tmei one simen, ain't a Metame Tumas Ochlin, it's not Metame Tumas Ochlin because we don't find a heter achila b'simen echad when a behema is still jumping, even for Yisrael, not for a nakri either. So such a shechita does not make it an ochel. Nechara, if you just rip open the animal and it's still mefarcheses, since we don't find that ever is matirib achila, ain't batumas shoklum, it's not metami tumas ochlin either. V'avichavim shech behema torah liYisrael, v'avichavim shechs a kosher animal for a Jew, umefarcheses, and it is being mefarches, it's jumping around, mitami to masochlin, even though shechitas of chavim is puzzle, since if Yisrael would have shechted it, this would have had, this shechita would have been a viable shechita, the machshava of the Ovid Chavim to be machalit to Yisrael makes it an ochel at least, avalo tumas nevela, but it doesn't give it the status of tumas nevela. Ever aporish mimena, an ever that comes off of this kosher animal that's being mefarcheses but was shechted by an Ovid Chavim is kaporish minachai. It's like an ever that comes off of a living animal where it's metame right away, like ever mina nevela. Ubasar aporish mimena kaporish minachai. Basar comes off is also like came off of a live animal where it's not metame at all. Va'asul b'nei Noach, and it has dinner basar minachai in the sense that it's asr for Ben Noach to eat it. Va'afil lachash teite nafsha, even after the animal subsequently dies, since it came off while the animal was alive. Shachat ba echad o rov echad, if the kosher animal was shechted only one simen, ainam etam etumas ochlin, then it doesn't have tumas ochlin. Nechara, and if you do a nechira on it, not a shechita, maisa shechita at all, ain batumas ochlin, it's not metam etumas ochlin at all until it dies. So now, when it comes to shechitas nachri, the Braisa tells us, shachar ovid chav makum she'ain osa trefa. An ovid chav shechts a behemot Torah in a place where it would not make it a trefa. He shechts a chatzi kana of the behemot Torah. Uba Yisrael ugamra, and then the Jew finishes the shechita, cuts shnei simanim. So kshera, that's a kashra shechita, because the shechita, where the animal's life actually leaves it, was done by a Jew. The original slice that the Ovid Chav made didn't make it a trefa. Shir trefa is only with rov of the kana. The Ovid Chav only did chatzi kana, he didn't do rov. Shachet Yisrael ben makam shalsosa trefa, ben makam shalsosa trefa, ubo chav megamar shechita, so psula. If a Jew does the shechita in a way that does or does not make it a trefa, and then an Ovid Chavim comes and shechts rov shnei simanim, since the gemar shechita was done by an Ovid Chavim, it's a shechita psula. Harotza sheyochal mibeim akodim shtei tzeinafsha. If a person would like to eat from meat of an animal before it's totally dead, here's what you do. Chotech kezayis basar mibei shechitasa. You cut out a kezayis of basar from the makom shechita. The basar from there does not require hefshet because you can cut it right away before the yitzias nefesh. Umolcho yafi yafi, you salt it really well to get rid of all the dam. Umadicho yafi yafi, you rinse it really well in water. Umamtan lachetetzi nafsha, and you wait for the behema to die. Va'ochlo, and then you eat it. Because if you eat it before it's tetzi nafsha, you're violating los hasev losochlo al adam. Losochlo al adam is lav shabcholo, so that means a million different things throughout Shas, but this is one of them, right? It also means not to eat before davening. Very different context. It also means a lot of things. Gemara Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Gimel has a whole list. Okay, so it's a violation of Sochel Adam. Echad Ovid Chavim, Vechi Yisrael Mutarim Bo. Once it's Tetzi Nafsha, both a Jew and a non-Jew are allowed to eat this basar, because even though it was cut from the animal before the animal died, and by an Ovid Chavim, the Misa is Koveya, calls man that it didn't die, it's Kebasar Menachai, nevertheless, since it's mutter for Yisrael right away at the time of the Shechita, it becomes mutter for the Nakri as well. Because we have a rule that there's nothing that's mutter for Yisrael and is going to be aser for a Nachri. What about the Shechitas Behema Tamei or Shechitas of Chavim on a Behema Tahora? Yeah, that wasn't really Mutter for Yisrael either. Meaning, so that's why it may be Evar Menachai for a Nachri, even though it's not Evar Menachai for a Yisrael. So the Gemara now goes to, because those things weren't kosher, so it wasn't Mutter, you couldn't label it as something that was Mutter the Yisrael. That's what Rashi points out. So this Brisa could prove very helpful for a particular Amora. This is a riot, Ravidi Baravin. Am Ravidi Baravin, Am Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashian. Harotza Shiyavri, if a person wants to be very healthy, Choltech Kazayis Basim Beis Hashchita, he should cut out a Kazayis Basim from the Beis Hashchita of an animal, Umolcha Yafi Yafi, Medicha Yafi Yafi, Menantla Shtetzi Nafsha, Echol Avichav Mech Yisrael Mutarim Bo. And both in Avichav and Yisrael are Mutar in it. So the Brice had said that Yisrael the Shechz Bei Mutar Meya for Tzorach Nakri. Nakri Shechz Bei Mutar Lutzorach Yisrael, since he does a full shkita, the shkita works to make it an ochel even while it's still mefarcheses. So now we're going to raise a number of sveikos about that brisa. By Rav Lazar, shahaba zaraspa mahu. What about the status of tumas ochlin? If you violate some halacha, some technical halacha of shkita, like shahir or drisa, so does that turn it into a nechira where it's not metami tumas ochlin until it dies? Amalei hu saba hachiyam Rav Yochanan tzricha hechsher shkita. It needs full Heksher Shechita. So Heksher Lamai, what do you mean Heksher Shechita like a Behema Torah? You should just say like Kitaora. Some Rav Shmuel Yitzchak, Bedika Sakin. It even needs Bedika Sakin before the Shechita, like a Shechita of a Behema Torah. Boy minei Rabbi Zerim Rav Sheshes. Marsha Tassel al Bluin Shabbatocha. What about the Behema saving on Kalim that are Blua in its stomach? Do you say that since it's not Matami to Musnavela, it's considered alive, so it's matzil and kelim that are in its stomach that it shouldn't have a din of tumah like a behema chaya? Or do we say that since it's metami tumas ochlin, it's considered like a mesa and it's not matzil on those kelim? So amalei metami tumas ochlin umatzelas, that it is matzil. Amalei ena metami tumas nevelos velotatzil. So Rabbi Zeir says to Rav Sheshes, it could be that you could be mochiach the opposite, that since it's not metami tumas nevelos, it should not be matzil. Amar Abayi ena metzelas al blum shabatocha. But someone who does revia with this animal is chayiv misa if he does it b'mezid and chatas if he does it b'shogig, because it has a din of a live animal in the sense that it's not metami tumas nevela. So as far as revia, one would be chayiv. Okay, Beth Shem, we'll pick up with Rabbi Yehuda Omer tomorrow.